to the altar and get down on her knees, what do you call that? She what down? Or you might say anybody in praying will get down on the knees.
Kneel.
Okay. And if you're very tired, you say, well, I'm going to what in bed? I'm going to
sleep.
Okay, but you don't know whether you're going to sleep or not, but you're going to go over and
lay down.
Okay. And if somebody was really sick and he couldn't even sit up, and you would say, well, he just what in bed all day?
Lay in bed.
Okay. And if you're talking about something that happened in your mind when you were asleep, you might say, this is what I
dreamed of.
Okay. And you might say, almost every time when I go to sleep, I you have this thing happening in your mind. You say, every night now I
dream or?
Okay. And what about if you have the same dream over and over again and you're telling somebody about it and you say, for every night for the last week I have
dreamed.
Okay. And you might say, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down hard on the floor, you say you what?
Stomp.
And if a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he might say to, may I
escort you home?
Okay, another way you might say that?
May I walk you home?
Okay, but if he wants to say, you know, that he'll take her in a vehicle, if it's on foot, he'd say, well, may I walk you home? But if he's going to take her in a vehicle, he might say, may I
take you home in my car?
Okay. And to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the boat and then you what?
Pull the boat.
Okay. If a car was stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to get in his car behind you and give you a
push.
And if you carry a very heavy suit, we've done that one. And if there's something on a table, let's say the parrots over there that you don't want to get broken, and every time a child comes, he starts straight over there, you might say to him, now don't you
break
or don't even
touch.
Okay. If you need a hammer and there's one in the kitchen, you might say to me,
go get the hammer.
Okay. And in children's games, when they're playing tag, for example, and if there's a place that they're safe, what do they call that? Like a tree or a corner of the house? What do they call that? You run and touch. Can't remember?
No, I can't.
Let's see. Would it be run and touch home, or run and touch base, or run and touch?
Well, home.
Okay.
Or a base, either one.
Okay. What about at the end of a football field, is the, you know, those poles up where you kick the football through, what do they call that? Or if you're playing basketball, they try to throw the ball through a, and if they get it through the basket, they say, well, they scored a
point.